your friends. Yeah, I wish somehow I didn't know now what I didn't know then. Yeah, I wish somehow I didn't know now what I didn't know then.
Serving Wisconsin's beautiful Northwoods, 98Q Country is 98.3 FM WCQM Park Falls, a civic media station.
ABC News, I'm Sherry. Preston, the hunt for an escaped inmate in Arkansas goes on. Grant Hardin is a former police chief, but he's also a convicted killer and rapist. And police say he broke out of prison last week by donning a fake law enforcement uniform. Eight down, two to go. The remaining fugitives who escaped from a New Orleans jail are still eluding police. ABC's Jim Ryan with more on who they are.
Derrick Groves was being held at the Orleans Parish Prison after he was convicted late last year in a double homicide on Mardi Gras 2018. Fellow escapee Antoine Massey is no stranger to jailbreaks, having fled custody several times since 2007. Police on Tuesday were following up on an unconfirmed sighting of Massey in Natchez, Mississippi.
Also out of jail, possibly as soon as today, Todd and Julie Chrisley, the reality TV stars who defrauded banks out of more than $30 million. President Trump saying he will pardon them. Trump administration moving to cut off all remaining federal funding to Harvard. This is ABC News. What kind of person would violently break into the home of the man who invented Beanie Babies? A man who is now in custody, California police say. Here's ABC's Alex Stone.
In the celebrity enclave of Montecito, prosecutors in Santa Barbara County say a stranger broke into the home of Beanie Babies creator Ty Warner and inside that home beat a woman so badly she was, quote, comatose due to brain injury, according to court documents. That stranger who broke in, sheriff's deputies say, was 43-year-old Russell Fay of Nevada, who is charged with a long list of counts, including attempted murder. He's pleaded not guilty. He allegedly claimed he lived at the house and refused to come out until a SWAT team went in and he jumped out of a window. Alex Stone, ABC News.
In New York City, a second person has now turned himself in, accused of helping a crypto entrepreneur named John Walls detain and torture an Italian businessman in an attempt to get his Bitcoin password. I'm Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Civic Media News. I'm Austin Bermain. Here's what Northern Wisconsin needs to know. The Turtle Flambeau Flowage and Druid Lake Property Owners Association would like to request that when you pull your boat out at one of the landings and are draining your boat, please take a few moments to clean the debris from inside of your boat and the back of your truck. Much of the trash alongside our highways has blown out of boats or the beds of pickup trucks, so please make sure coolers are latched, closed, and secured, and empty cans, bottles, and other things of that nature are tossed into the trash or secured inside the vehicle. Your thoughtfulness when cleaning out your boats and trucks is very much appreciated. Wednesday, June 4th at 6 p.m., there's Foraging with Sam Thayer over in Rib Lake. You're invited to join Samuel Thayer, renowned author and forager and internationally recognized authority on edible wild plants, for a walk where he can show all the cool plants there are around Rib Lake. Be sure to mark your calendars, this opportunity may not come around again. Once again, this is taking place Wednesday, June 4th at 6 p.m. over at 645 Pearl Street in Rib Lake. Carbon monoxide can put your family at risk, even in the summer. Lisa Hale has more.
Dr. Benjamin Orozco is an emergency physician at Amplify by Gunderson Health and a medical toxicologist with the Minnesota Poison Control. He says while many people know of the things to look out for in the fall, in the spring and summer, there are also things to be aware of.
When you start working on your lawn equipment for the spring, if you're running a small engine inside a garage or in an enclosed space, that's a common cause of carbon monoxide poisoning.
He says bringing a carbon monoxide detector with you on vacation is a good idea.
When you're in VRBOs, Airbnbs, or vacation rentals, sometimes the owners aren't on top of changing those smoke alarms. I can say that I've seen it in my professional life as well as through personal connection where there have been poisonings of families who are in vacation rentals. So I actually travel with a small carbon monoxide detector to keep my family safe.
Carbon monoxide is called the silent killer for good reason.
The gas itself is colorless, odorless. You don't smell it or necessarily are aware you're being exposed. Sometimes when it's mixed with exhaust from other engines and things, you can smell all of that. But carbon monoxide itself, you may not actually get a warning. That's why the detector is important.
If you suspect carbon monoxide poisoning, your first priority is to leave the area and get fresh air immediately. Then call 911 or go to the emergency room and explain your symptoms.
Headaches, nausea, confusion are very common symptoms when exposed to carbon monoxide. And a big tip for that is the whole family kind of gets it at the same time. Pets sometimes will be overcome by it. And unfortunately, carbon monoxide is one of those things where children and the smaller bodies are the most susceptible to it.
For Civic Media News, I'm Lisa Hale.
I'm Austin Bermain. This has been Civic Media News on 98Q Country. For more news, visit 98QCountry.com or civicmedia.us.
Emmer Thaler, Chevrolet, and Aqua, trust and top-notch service aren't slogans. They're how they do business. Right now, get 0% financing for up to 48 months on all 2025 Chevy 1500 Silverados to qualified buyers. Military veterans, active duty, and reserve, you get an extra $750 appreciation cash. Trade on 2011 or newer Chevy and get up to $6,000 in total incentives on select 2025 1500 Silverados now through June 2nd. Visit MinocuaCars.com or stop by Marthaler Chevrolet, Highway 51 South, Minocqua.
There are no funeral notices for today. The funeral notices are a service of the Heindel-Nimsgern Funeral Services of Phillips and Prentice. The funeral notices are heard Monday through Friday at 7 and noon. A complete listing of area obituaries can be found at 98qcountry.com. When difficult times come, we are most often helped by our faith and the love and support of others. The death of a loved one can be one of the most trying events of our lives. Birch Street Funeral Service has been assisting our communities through the difficult times. Their caring staff will manage the details when death occurs so that you can take the time you need to grieve your loss and share memories of better times. Birch Street Funeral Service offers many options for burial, cremation, funerals, memorial services, and life celebrations. The professionals at Birch Street Funeral Service also specialize in pre-planning and cemetery monuments. They are available 24 hours a day and serve the entire Northwoods of Wisconsin. Visit them on Facebook.
A Brewers win over Boston. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports Baseball. The Brewers and Red Sox wrapping up their series today in Milwaukee. Last night, Christian Yelich hit a walk-off grand slam in the 10th to lead the Brewers to a 5-1 win over Boston. The inning before, Yelich scored the tying run from third. Manager Pat Murphy.
We've all seen that. I've been here with Yelich as long as I have. We've all seen that base hit out of him, that double, and then his base running to get you to third. That's why he's a great player.
NFL, the Packers OTAs continuing today without Packers defensive back Jair Alexander. A report says the Packers will take him back if he takes a pay cut. Jair's agent says he wants to stay in Green Bay, but not with a restructured deal. In golf, the U.S. Women's Open tees off tomorrow in Wisconsin. Nelly Korda on what it's like to compete at Erin Hills.
It tests every part of your game. It's very demanding. Even if you think you've hit it good, you just exhale when you see it stop.
That's golfer Nelly Korda with Sports on Mike Clemens.
On the local sports scene, regional golf held yesterday. Today, the Prentice golf team edges Ladysmith for a regional championship. Prentice with 322, Ladysmith with 328. Close one. Coach Nikki Hakenen and the boys advance on to sectionals. Three rounds of 80 by Maddie Hakenen, Eliah Harding, and Noah Miller. All carded an 80 to lead the way. Evan Lord with an 82 and Jackson Isaacson with a 93. So congrats to the Prentice boys. Regional champs, the Lakeland boys also close one, a three-shot victory over Northland Pines as Lakeland team will advance on. Jeremy Henson cards a 78 for Lakeland, but it was Davis Cook leading the way. He had a 74. It was Talon Pocket with an 81, and Michael Melka with an 87, and Jaden Schilling with an 84. So the Lakeland golf team also advancing on to sectionals in the next round. We had tournament softball yesterday. Mellon now knows who they will play. They get Grandview, Drummond out of Grandview. They won yesterday over Birchwood Winter. So Drummond travels to Mellon now in the next round on Thursday. The Flambeau Falcons, they win at home in Tony over Butternut, 15-0 in three innings over Butternut Mercer. So Flambeau now will travel to take on Northwood's Solon Springs as they knocked off South Shore in their contest last night. Thorpe and Athens, both winners, do advance on. Rib Lake advances on, the number two seed, with a convincing 12-2 win in five innings last night at home over Elmwood Plum City to advance. That was Division 5 action. In Division 4, you heard it right here, the Phillips Loggers. They get a 14-4 win over the Frederick Luck Otters. That took six innings, but Phillips wins it, and they'll advance on to play at Clayton Turtle Lake in round number two. The day and time of that game, we'll find that out for you this morning. It won't be tomorrow because it's graduation tomorrow for Phillips. Shell Lake advances on. They'll get Hurley. Hurley came to Park Falls, knocked off Shawamigan 12-6 last night. So Hurley will advance on in other action in Division 4. In Division 3, what a game. The Lakeland T-Birds, it took 13 innings. They played almost two entire games. And Lakeland, the four seed at home, edges Shawnee 1-0 to advance on. They'll get Mosinee in the next round as they also advanced on in local softball. Track action. We'll get into detail on those advancing on to the next round individually of sectionals, but we do want to congratulate the Phillips boys team, regional champs, as they won it on their home track yesterday, Shawamigan in second, and the Shawamigan boys also advanced, the team, regional champs. They beat Phillips 147-133, Phillips second, Rib Lake in third. We'll talk more individually and honor those athletes coming up in our get-together this morning during Reality Radio.
Northwoods weather. It is going to be mostly cloudy today. We may catch a sprinkle or two at some point this afternoon with a high today in the low 70s. The wind will be northeast at 5 to 15. Tonight, partly cloudy. We'll drop to the mid-40s. Tomorrow, partly cloudy and quite a bit warmer with a high near 80. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 50. 98
Country. And the older I get, the worse I get, right? I'm a huge hypochondriac. I constantly think I'm passing away. I constantly think I'm dying. I woke up one morning, my hands were dry. I'm like, "What? Oh, come on, what am I, disintegrating? What's happening?" Now, with this use of technology, anything medically related, I don't go to the doctor. You know what I do? I go right to Google. You will admit stuff to Google that you won't tell a soul. If Google ever comes out with a printout of what you've been asking it, you're going to have to leave California. I type in, "I got dry hands." What does that mean? Now, a bunch of stuff comes back with Google. Well, now, Google, I stay on page one. I never go to page two. I'm always on page one. I don't even know what's on page two. A horse is involved all the time. I don't know what it is. I'm always on page one. First three topics, right? I'm going to try and self-diagnose what I have based on other people's stories and anecdotes. This is the worst thing you could do to yourself. Okay? The first story I read, the guy's like, "I had dry hands 3 months ago. Now I got no fingers." What? So that's it. I think I'm dying. I don't eat. I don't sleep. 3.5 weeks, I lost 15 pounds. My friends were coming up to me going, "Sebastian, geez, you look fantastic. What the hell have you been doing?" And in my head, I'm like, "I think I'm dying." So I went to the hospital, right? I go to the hospital, I go to the doctor. I walk in, I go take a look. Look at this. He goes, "Ooh, hold on, let me go take a look at something." I go, "Where are you going, Google?" "I was just there. It says I'm going to lose my fingers. What do you know?" He's like, "I'm going to write you a prescription to get some lotion." Now, this is always a problem. Going to your local pharmacy to get medication. I don't know why. You give your slip to the pharmacist. He always looks at it. He's like, "Oh." It's going to be about another 25 minutes. If you want to walk around Walgreens. About another 25 minutes. And I'm like, it's right there.
Joel Karnik in the morning.
Feels like you're right there having a conversation with them in the morning.
98Q Country.
Go crazy. So baby, why don't we just dance down the hall, maybe straight up the stairs, bouncing off the wall, floating on air, baby. Why don't we just dance? Baby, why don't you go put your best dress on? Straight up the stairs, bouncing off the wall, floating on air, baby. Why don't we just dance?
I'll cut a rug.
Well, it might be me, but the way I see it, the whole wide world has gone crazy. Baby, why don't we just dance?
Bouncing off the walls, floating on air,
baby.
Baby,
why don't we just dance?
Thank you, girl, for teaching me brand new ways to be cruel.
Hey y'all, this is Walker Hayes.
My country.
98 Q Country.
Oh, I can tell that you're mad. And I ain't half surprised about that since the day that we met. It's always who cuts first and never who bleeds last. Rumors always turning. Fighting. It wants to see your mind only one way you're driving. I know, I know. I'ma take the high road, maybe get gone. Have a little too much of something terrible. And I'ma let you cool down while I walk out. You ain't messing me up like the times before. I don't need a ticket to your free show. Knock yourself out and hit a new.
Staring at the faces in a rearview mirror.
promised land. One kid dreams of fame and fortune. One kid helps pay the rent.
And done at 98Q Country. Top of the Wednesday to you on this 28th day of May. Feels like it should be June. I don't know about you, but we've had some decent weather here. Temperature is going to be in the 70s for the next 3 or 4 days, and then probably some 80s. We're talking 85, 86. And I said this the other morning, and I said this to my wife too, and she wasn't happy to hear it because my wife would prefer 60-degree high temp and an overnight low of 40. That's what she likes. So we're looking at relocating to somewhere in the Antarctica, basically, to get that. Because I think the new norm now here in northern Wisconsin is that we will have temperatures upper 80s and 90s summers. Whatever it's, you want to call it, climate change, climate warming. It was a hot summer last summer. They set records all across the United States for warm weather. So I think we can just assume that we're going to see temperatures warmer in the summertime. And again, we're already the first day of June, supposed to be about 85 degrees. So whether that's good news or bad news for you, me personally, I like it. I'm you give me 85 degrees and I'm good. I'm good. Little shorts, little t-shirt, maybe a little flip-flop action. I'm good with that. You want to go jump in a lake this weekend, it's still going to be a little cool. But at least the air temperature will be pretty good. Today is National Hamburger Day. Is there anybody... I think hamburgers are like pizza, right? I mean, unless you're a vegetarian and you don't eat meat. And they even have the fake hamburger. That's not hamburger, but it tastes like it. But on National Hamburger Day, I think everybody... I think you could probably get kicked out, right? You could get kicked out for pizza and hamburgers if you don't like either one of those. You're pushing it. You know, might ask some questions when you cross back the border, among others. Nowadays, I can understand pizza if you don't like the red sauce. I get that. I get that. Hamburger. If you're not a vegetarian, if you're you're okay with meat, then if you're not eating a hamburger, I just kind of say why? What's going on there? It's wonderful. Yeah. Are you a plain? Can you eat? Have you ever eaten a plain? Does anybody eat hamburger just plain? I don't think we do that, do we? You gotta put a little something on there. We're ketchup people, of course. That's the spicy condiment in Wisconsin, is ketchup. My ultimate hamburger, if I was... The California burger's always been my call. Not a big fan of raw onions, though. So I'll do... Is it really a California burger if you take the raw onion off it? That's good. The criticism is warranted. Bring it on. But I'll take a good burger. I don't want the thing to be like an inch thick. Maybe an inch, close to. I'm not a big fan of the huge burger. You know, 3/4 of an inch or so, I'm good on that. You know, don't go crazy with the bun, because I don't want the bun to win the battle of the burger. I want the burger to win the battle. So don't go crazy with a big, you know, flamboyant, puffy bun. That's just too much. So, where were we? Oh, what's on the hamburger? For me, ketchup. I used to not like mustard, but just a hint of mustard. Just a little bit, just so I taste it. I don't want to take over the burger. A little lettuce, a little tomato. If you want to throw a thin cucumber on there, again, I don't want a thick one. I want that taking over the taste of the burger. And I want to be able to bite it. You know, I don't want to have to chop it up into quarters and then eat it in sections because it's like, you know, 8 feet thick. Now, that's not me. So what's your definition of a good burger? If you want to throw a raw onion on there, I'm all right with that. But me personally, not a big cooked. I like onions that are in a fry pan a little bit, and they take some of that, the bitey crispiness out of it. So that's my hamburger. Whatever yours is, everybody kind of has. Oh, I forgot too. A little bit of mayo or Miracle Whip. Just a little bit. My wife will make burgers at home, and I'll go and reach for the mayonnaise or the Miracle Whip, and she's gotten used to it now, but she's like, what are you doing? I said, just a little tint. Mix that in. That's the voice I use, too. Just a little tint. And mix a little ketchup with that. I'm a simple person. Because if I'm making the burger, how long can we talk about hamburgers? If I'm making the burger, I'm not going crazy. I mean, if the burger's already made, if my wife prepares supper, which she does most nights, if the burger's already prepared, I'm not gonna take time to enhance it. My wife has done; she's a very good cook. Has done whatever she can to it. So I'm not building my own burger. I'm not at some kind of a fancy burger place. A little bit of ketchup, a little bit of Miracle Whip mayo. I'm good. Simple person. What else is going on today? Olympic gymnast Mary Lou Retton got arrested for DUI. She's a human being, I guess. I don't know. Happens to some people, as long as she's not out, you know. Well, and Hawaii, did you see the volcano in Hawaii erupted? Saw some video of that over the weekend. That thing went crazy. Those are some of the news stories. The big news story locally is all the tournament action going on. And we're going to honor our track athletes from all around the area. Phillips, Butternut, Mellon, Shawamigan, Winter, Prentice, Rib Lake. Pretty much all of them were in Phillips yesterday for the regionals. So if you finish in the top four in your event, you get to move on to sectionals. And we'll honor those athletes and kind of go into detail. We don't have a lot of guests on Reality Radio, so we're going to honor our athletes and all their hard work they put in and recognize those that are moving on and even some beyond that coming up during Reality Radio. Congrats to the Prentice golf team. Coach Haken and the boys, they won regionals yesterday. It wasn't easy. Ladysmith was right there with them. They're right there. So Prentice and Ladysmith will advance on now to sectionals. I think top two, I believe, go on. So they advance on. And Lakeland also, another golf championship. Lakeland has just been a perennial golf power for many, many years. Always a great golf program over there. And so they get another regional yesterday. Congrats to them. We're going to bring you Phillips baseball today. I know it's Wednesday, and you're saying, Joel, huh? Local sports Wednesday? Well, it's graduation tomorrow night in Phillips, the ceremony. So they're going to play the baseball game today. Phillips will take on Maple Northwestern up in Iron River. And Jeff Hakenham, he's already, I think he left already. He's got the stick over the shoulder with the traveling, you know, that. So he's headed up there. He'll hopefully find that field 5 o'clock today. And he'll bring you the call of that contest right here on 98Q. And then tomorrow, we know we've got baseball, Shawamigan baseball tomorrow. I'm waiting to see when that Phillips, the second round of the Phillips tournament game will be played. We're waiting to find out what they're going to do with that, with the conflict of graduation on Thursday. So we will keep you updated. I have details also on our next Text to Win contest. Very exciting. Oh, my. It'll start on Monday. Statewide, we're going to have four winners every day. It'll rotate between $100 in cash and Brewer Club level tickets. And also, the grand prizes are going to be a Wisconsin Dells getaway. And another one will be a trip to Door County. So get that free Civic Media app on your phone and get ready starting Monday. Four times during the day. Four times. That we will give you a keyword that'll be valid that hour only. And the first one, I'll give you a tip for you morning people, 7 a.m. will be the first one. And we'll start that on Monday. We've given away so much on this. I'm so excited to do that again starting on Monday. What's the official name of this one? We always like to have a name for everything. It is the text to win. I'm looking... looking for the title here. I'm not very good at reading. It's our statewide. Oh, here it is. Here it is. Here it is. Here it is. It is it's a Scani summer. So it's what we did, I think, once before. It's a Scani summer giveaway. Text to win. Starting Monday. Great promo, Joel. Thank you. News, sports. Let's get you updated right now.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Pardons on the way from President Trump for the stars of a reality TV show who bilked the government and banks out of millions of dollars. ABC's Rachel Scott with more on Todd and Julie Chrisley.
They were reality TV stars who rose to fame by showcasing a life of luxury and glamour. But federal prosecutors say all of that was built on an elaborate scheme to defraud banks to the tune of $30 million, hopping from one scheme to another. That couple could be walking out of prison as early as this morning with the president's pardon.
And the Palestinians say one person was killed in the chaos following the opening of a joint U.S.-Israeli-run aid distribution center in Gaza. Macy's sales slipped in the first quarter, and they say uncertainty about the trade wars that consumers have will force it to trim profit forecasts for the rest of the year. SpaceX launched another Starship rocket last night, made it through the test flight, but then began spinning out of control and broke apart as it fell down. This is ABC News.
Civic Media News. I'm Austin Bermain. Here's what Northern Wisconsin needs to know. Brought to you by Marthaler Chevrolet of Minocqua, your trusted hometown dealer for new Chevrolet vehicles and service. The Wisconsin Department of Transportation has announced that the South 13 improvements within Park Falls will be starting during the week of June 30th. This project will go from North 5th Street to the Flambeau River Bridge. Work will include modifications of the two traffic light intersections, replacement of curb ramps that do not meet ADA requirements, replacement of the fixtures of the streetlights, a mill and overlay of the asphalt pavement, and new pavement markings. The first phase of the project will include traffic lights, curb ramps, and street light fixtures. The second phase of the project will include the mill and overlay. The mill and overlay phase is expected to take about 3 to 4 days on the main road and an additional 2 to 3 days to tie in all of the intersections. Work will be done with flagging operations, so no detour will be necessary. No work will be occurring during the 4th of July weekend, Flamorama weekend, and if necessary, Labor Day weekend. Please plan any travel accordingly. Friday, June 13th at 9 p.m., there's a family movie night under the stars over at Elk Lake Park in Phillips. This is free admission, and there will be concessions available for purchase. You're invited to bring the whole crew for a relaxing evening of community and entertainment hosted by the Victor Christian Center. There are no rain dates, so come early to claim your spot. Once again, this is taking place Friday, June 13th at 9 p.m. over at Elk Lake Park in Phillips. Allergy season is here. Meteorologist Brittany Merlot has more.
Allergy season has arrived. I'm sure you've already felt it. The sneezing, runny nose, itchy, watery eyes. And the main over-the-counter meds used to manage it are antihistamines or decongestants.
For our antihistamines, if you're having watery eyes, sneezing, or if you're having like a runny nose, antihistamines are the best medication to use for those symptoms. For decongestions, if you're having like a stuffy nose or nasal congestion, a decongestions will be a best choice for that. But if you are experiencing all symptoms, using both medications will have a complete relief.
That's Rebecca Tao, a pharmacy resident with Aspirus Health. She says seek medical attention if your symptoms are severe and persistent, and be mindful of potential drug interactions.
Especially to treat high blood pressure, or if you're taking sedative medications such as opioids or anti-anxiety medications or antidepressant medication, because taking these medications together can cause unwanted side effects, or it can also reduce the effectiveness of your prescription drugs.
And there are other ways besides pills, she says, you can use to reduce symptoms with lifestyle changes or having certain environmental strategies.
You'll want to wash your hands or face frequently, or take showers after you're outdoor, use a purifier in the house, or just cleaning your house regularly can help reduce your allergy symptoms.
And research shows that allergies have only been getting worse with deteriorating air quality and warming temperatures.
This week's allergy forecast is expected to be low, but it will ramp up into the weekend. I'm Austin Bermain. This has been Civic Media News on 98Q Country. For more news, visit 98QCountry.com or civicmedia.us.
A Brewers win over Boston. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Baseball, the Brewers and Red Sox wrapping up their series today in Milwaukee. Last night, Christian Yelich hit a walk-off grand slam in the 10th to lead the Brewers to a 5-1 win over Boston. The inning before, Yelich scored the tying run from third. Manager Pat Murphy.
We've all seen that. I've been here with Yelly as long as I have. We've all seen that base hit out of him, that double, and then his base running to get you to third. That's why he's a great player.
NFL, the Packers OTAs continuing today without Packers defensive back Jair Alexander. A report says the Packers will take him back if he takes a pay cut. Jair's agent says he wants to stay in Green Bay, but not with a restructured deal. In golf, the U.S. Women's Open tees off tomorrow in Wisconsin. Nellie Korda on what it's like to compete at Erin Hills.
It tests every part of your game. It's very demanding. Even if you think you've hit it good, you just exhale when you see it stop.
That's golfer Nellie Korda with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
On the local sports scene, congrats to the Prentice and Lakeland golf teams, both advancing on with regional championships yesterday. Several of our area track athletes advanced on to sectionals. We'll talk about that in detail coming up during Reality Radio. The Phillips Lager softball team advancing on with a win yesterday. They'll advance on to the next round. Hurley tops Shawamigan 12-6 to knock the Screaming Eagles out of the tournament. And tournament baseball getting underway. There were a few, just a very small amount of games yesterday, but everything will get going tomorrow. But Phillips will play today, and we'll have it for you. Phillips versus Maple Northwestern. That'll be up in Iron River. We'll have that for you at 5 o'clock this afternoon with Jeff Hakenin right here. 98Q, Civic Media app, and 98QCountry.com.
Morga Auto and Truck Center in Phillips, Wisconsin honors all veterans this Memorial Day with deep gratitude and respect. Their service, sacrifice, and courage have paved the way for the freedoms we enjoy every day. Morga Auto and Truck Center proudly stands with those who have served and remembers those who gave it all. As a trusted name in vehicle service repairs and support, Warga thanks every veteran for keeping our nation moving forward, just as they proudly keep the community on the road year-round.
Shawamigan Home Furnishings proudly salutes the Shawamigan High School Class of 2025. From their Park Falls location to Main Street in Ashland, they're honoring the graduates' hard work and bright futures. Shoppers will find two-sided mattresses, futons, sectionals, recliners, and handcrafted Amish Up North style furniture, perfect for every room. Whether it's a dorm, first apartment, or new home, Shawamigan Home Furnishings has the right piece. Congratulations to the class of 2025 from everyone at Shawamigan Home Furnishing.
Phillips Service Center in Phillips, Wisconsin proudly salutes the Phillips High School Class of 2025. With nearly four generations of dedicated automotive service, this family-owned business understands the value of hard work, commitment, and community, just like the graduating class has shown. Phillips Service Center is honored to support dependable journeys, offering everything from quality tires to expert maintenance and repairs. As these graduates head out in their next adventure, they can drive with confidence and peace of mind. Congratulations from everyone at Phillips Service Center. Phillips, hometown team, today and for the road ahead.
Better begins with the way we live life together, the way we help each other, and the way we inspire and encourage one another. At Aspirus Health, better begins with our dedication to providing expert care that improves lives, establishing healthy families and healthy communities, yours and ours, for a lifetime. Life is a journey, and we're here for you. Better begins at Aspirus Health. Passion for excellence, compassion for people.
Destination marketing organizations are working to ensure Wisconsin tourism is stronger than ever. Their work boosts Wisconsin's economy, supports jobs, and improves our residents' quality of life. Sponsored by Destinations Wisconsin.
Give a couple of brewer tickets we're going to give away today via text to win. Now, if you want to be eligible to win these tickets, just text us the keyword CREW, C-R-E-W, CREW. Do that sometime today before midnight tonight. These tickets are for Friday, June 6th, a week from Friday, when the Padres come to town to take on the Brewers. So two tickets, very good seats in section 223. If that fits for your schedule, text us right now. The word CREW, C-R-E-W, and you'll be in. We'll announce the ticket winner tomorrow morning. And just a heads up, we have more tickets we'll give away tomorrow and Friday also. So ponder whether you can use those and text us to win with 98Q Country.
It is going to be mostly cloudy today. We may catch a sprinkle or two at some point this afternoon with a high today in the low 70s. The wind will be northeast at 5 to 15. Tonight, partly cloudy, will drop to the mid-40s. Tomorrow, partly cloudy and quite a bit warmer with a high near 80. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 51.
98Q Country.
As you lie in my arms, girl, my heart's on my sleeve. Words come so hard in moments like these. There's feelings I have that are so hard to show, but right now there's one thing I want you to know. As long as the tides ebb, the earth turns, the sun sets, I promise I'll always be true. And as long as there's stars
Harnick in the Morning.
They make me laugh every single morning.
98 Q Country.
Been up since the crack of dawn, just trying to get paid. Been hotter than 100 suns, I can't find no shade. Just two more rows and I'm good to go. Yeah, I'm shutting this tractor down. Give me a half an hour for a shave and a shower, and I'll be outside your house. Might have a little dirt on my boots, but I'm taking you uptown tonight. Might have a little mud on my wheels, but they gonna shine with you up inside. Gonna hit the club, gonna cut a rug, burn it up like neon lights. Might have a little dirt on my boots, but we're gonna dance the dust right off them tonight. Hard as I worked all day, I'm gonna work hard to loving on you. Spin you all over that dance floor, right out of them high heel shoes. And when you're ready to quit, baby, we can slip right out of that barroom door. And when I take you home, don't worry, babe, I'm gonna kick them off on the porch. Might have a little dirt on my boots, but I'm taking you uptown tonight. Inside. Gonna hit the club, gonna cut a rug, burn it up like neon lights. Might have a little dirt on my boots, but we're gonna dance the dust right off them tonight.
Party getting to be that time of the year where mom and grandma say, you take your shoes off. My wife says that to me all the time. Hello. I'll come in from the outside. And if there's, it only takes one piece of dirt, right? You could have cleaned every piece of dirt off of your boot or shoes. Everyone. You could have slapped it against the side of the house. You could have clapped them together. Oh, that's a wonderful summer sound, isn't it? The clapping of shoes and clap. You could have done everything. But if one little piece of dirt... Oh, makes it out. You are in trouble. And you blame the dog, of course. That only works so many times. Hope your Wednesday has some good things going for it here. Joel Karnick, The Morning Show, 98Q Country. Reality Radio coming up. Not a lot of local guests, which is going to work out okay because we're going to probably hook up with our Shawamigan Athletic Director, Darren Patterson. We'll quiz him on a couple of brewers to see if he can figure out who they are. A wealth of baseball knowledge, and also we'll honor our area track athletes. So really, will give us a good chance to honor those who ran in regionals. Not only the top four that moved on, but we'll give everybody a little bit of a shout out. So if you've got a kid or a grandkid who's in track, stay tuned. In the 8 o'clock hour, we're gonna probably give them a mention, especially those who participated at the Phillips Regional last night. Some good competition down there. It was just nice to have our athletes be able to be outside in somewhat nice weather. Probably got a little bit cool, maybe toward that 7, 8 o'clock hour, if it went that long. But still, probably the best day they've had outside, at least the top two. of the spring. News to come at the top of the hour, and then another edition of Reality Radio just ahead here on this Wednesday edition.
Phillips Lumber and Hardware, your do-it-best store, is blooming with all your home and garden supplies so you can get all your projects going from start to finish.
Lynn Stunkel, owner of Complete Rain Gutters, has spent over 30 years perfecting his craft. Enjoy top quality work and peace of mind for your home. Call 715-499-4216 or visit CompleteRainGutter.com for a free quote today.
Get ready for two big days this year, Friday and Saturday, June 27th and 28th, for Kenan Georgetown Fire Department's Truck and Tractor Pull at Kenan Memorial Park off of County N in Kenan, Wisconsin. Weigh-ins start Friday at 6 p.m. with Western Wisconsin Truck Pullers, 11 classes plus semis at 7 p.m. Saturday weigh-ins 9 to 11 a.m. with Mid-State Pullers of Wisconsin, two hooks per vehicle, including Track Patrol Eliminator in three categories. Take in family fun with a parade, children's museum, food from John and Heidi's Happy Days, raffles, and so much more. All proceeds go to Ken and Georgetown Fire Department. Don't miss it!
Oh, you got Pete with us from Wheelway. Big month of May going on down there, Pete, and we're getting people into those low-mileage vehicles. Great selection on the lot still for folks here in the rest of the month of May, right, Pete?
Absolutely. We have newer pre-owned three-quarter tons, half-ton trucks, cars, minivans, SUVs. They're all marked down to sell, and we got a great selection coming in every single day with new inventory.
People can do it all in one shot, Pete. The trade-in, the financing, the banks are battling for people's business, Pete, and that means the buyer of the vehicle advantage, right?
Absolutely. Lower interest rates means more purchasing power. You need a better vehicle at a lower interest rate for a monthly payment. We have payments as low as $99 a month. Budget-friendly vehicles are on the lot right now, but they move fast. Come on down today.
If you're looking for a truck, folks, it's in Northwoods. We do trucks here. Somebody else took the hit on these, Pete. You're going to save them thousands of dollars off that new sticker price, right?
Absolutely. People have been driving hours away. They're getting sick and tired of paying $80,000 or higher for a newer truck. You can get a new truck, pre-owned, low miles, home with a home of the lifetime warranty with engine, transmission, and powertrain. As long as you own the truck, as well as you're going to save $10,000, $15,000, up to $30,000 off that sticker price.
All right. Wheelwayautos.com is a great place to start. Check out the vehicles. As always, Pete, we're hometown. We're small town here in northern Wisconsin. They can always pick up that phone and talk to you directly, right?
Absolutely. Give us a call, 762-2467. The number again is 762-2467. Joel, do it the right way. Come to Wheelway and check out all the inventory on our website at wheelwayautoswithans.com or stop down today and get a new vehicle.
Very good. That's Wheelway, a couple miles south of Park Falls, right on Highway 13 in beautiful Fifield, Wisconsin.
Are you looking for a fulfilling way to spend your time and enjoy helping others? Park Manor may have the perfect job opportunity for you. Park Manor is a 100% employee-owned rehabilitation and nursing care facility located in Park Falls in the heart of the Northwoods. Their mission is to provide excellent quality care in an atmosphere of compassion, hospitality, and respect for the dignity of each person. Come explore open positions, which include RN, LPN, certified nurse aides, and positions within the support service department, offering competitive wages, a great benefits package, and incentive opportunities. To apply, visit parkmanorwy.com. That's parkmanorwy.com. Or reach out to Human Resources at 715-744-1034. 715-744-1034. Park Manor, always caring, always here.
The good folks at Forward Insurance, your neighbor and the first to respond when you need them most, wishes the graduating class of Phillips High School the best of luck and much success as you travel down new roads. Congratulations. We're very proud.
Real estate auction ends June 1st. Own a piece of the country, 68 acres with a classic farmstead, barn, machine shed, three-car garage, and two newer storage sheds. Located at 15588 Elmwood Drive, Butternut, Wisconsin. Bid now at HeckmanAuction.com. Heckman Auction, heck yeah.
98 Q Country.
Well, I ain't never been to Barbie Doll Time. No, I can't swig that sweet champagne. I'd rather drink beer all night in a tavern or in a honky tonk or on a four-wheel drive tailgate. I've got posters on my wall of Skinner, kidding.
from the redneck girls like me. Hell yeah!
Hell yeah!
Victoria's Secret, well, their stuff's real nice. Oh, but I can buy the same damn thing on a Walmart shelf half price and still look sexy. A little too